CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. A 22-year-old man is in custody in Utah, a suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination. Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
A family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
CBS's Scott McFarlane.
11,000 tips came in. All that video was released. And a couple key takeaways from what the governor said when he was answering questions about the video and about the case, that we do not have information that will lead to any more arrests. Not the most declarative statement I've ever heard, ruling out the possibility of more arrests or more people being considered culpable in this, but saying right now that this is the one person responsible for this murder.
Correspondent Carter Evans has been following the investigation.
The authorities have a tremendous amount of evidence linking him to this crime. Of course, they have the gun. They have all of this video evidence. I would presume at this point they've probably got fingerprints and DNA. FBI Director Kash Patel mentioned how they had flown that evidence back to Quantico to be tested right away.
CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House says the development is a relief for people who were close to Kirk.
I just can't overstate just the grief that has overtaken the White House this week. And, you know, the president giving more details about when he learned about the shooting, and also confirming this morning that he will attend Kirk's funeral in Arizona.
President Trump said this morning he will deploy the National Guard to Memphis. Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris is not on board.
We know that the City Council, County Commission have a right to ask for the National Guard to be deployed. That hasn't happened. So no reason to bring them. We know the governor also has a right to bring the National Guard to town. And so we're asking the governor to reconsider.
Well, General Motors has closed a facility in Warren, Michigan after two positive tests for Legionnaire's disease. CBS News Detroit's Sandra Ali.
The building will stay closed until at least Monday, September 22nd. GM says Macomb County health officials have not identified the building as the source, but they closed it out of an abundance of caution. Legionnaires is a severe form of pneumonia. It's caused by a bacteria found in water systems.
The sounds of celebration in Brazil. After the country's Supreme Court sentenced former President Jair Bolsonaro to more than 27 years in prison, he was convicted of attempting a coup to remain in power after his election loss. Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 180 points. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Federal disaster aid has been approved for parts of Wisconsin hit by historic flooding. The president signed off on a portion of Governor Tony Evers' request, allowing people in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties to seek FEMA help that may cover housing, repairs, and property losses. Officials estimate more than 1,500 homes were destroyed or severely damaged. Statewide damage estimates are at around $76 million. A cell phone helped rescuers find three people after a plane crash in Lake Michigan near Racine yesterday. It's reported they texted for help and the Coast Guard pulled them from the water within an hour. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. In August, Racine County saw home sales rise 6.5%, while Kenosha dropped nearly 2%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both counties faced shrinking listings, making competition tougher for buyers and pushing prices higher. Republican lawmakers have introduced bills encouraging school district mergers as enrollments decline statewide. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedweski says consolidation could expand opportunities for students, with her proposal offering financial incentives for voluntary mergers. And the Veterans Stand Down event is tomorrow at Festival Hall in Racine. More than 60 groups will be showing the services they offer to veterans, like in housing, employment, and health care. Organizers say it's a way to show support to veterans and to give them a thank you. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0, against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm late, lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm through about noon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Right now, it's 71.
then she told me I could. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Oh yeah, something.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something good.
It's after noon on a Friday. That means you can officially slough off on the job for the rest of the day, and if the boss gives you any grief, let me know. I got your back on this one.
The way to prove it. She got the way to prove it. ketchup on them.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Party on the Pavement is coming up. This is a good time. 12-block area of downtown Racine just blocked off. Five different music stages, a lot of food and drink vendors, and it's just a good time. Saturday the 20th, noon to 4. Plan on meeting up your friends there. And it's sponsored by SC Johnson, Downtown Racine Corporation, Ziegler Honda, and American Place Casino. It's a good time. If you need the details, well, there just happens to be some on our website, wrjn.com. Big
deals. Today's big deal of the day. Feel the rhythm of Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, their welcoming, inclusive space empowers you to move with confidence and express yourself through dance. Go to wrjn.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $37.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When hunger hits hard, Ferraro's delivers big flavor. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's satisfies every craving every time. And this September, it's all about the cheeseburger pizza. Piled high with juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onion in a signature sauce. Topped with crunchy pickles and a special dressing. It's everything you crave in one legendary meal. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're gonna have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Guys?
Hi, Columbus.
You're invited to attend the 2025 Racine County Veterans Standdown, hosted by Racine County Veterans Services and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. This Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Festival Hall in Racine, there's free lunch and cold weather gear provided for all veterans while supplies last, as well as on-site assistance including housing guidance, food aid, health care, animal therapy, and much, much more. The Veterans Standdown is free and open to the public this Saturday from 10 until 2 at Festival Hall in Racine. See you there.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her ask her to stay. Do you know what I mean?
World. The
colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles now. Here is an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A cell phone helped save three people after their small plane crashed into Lake Michigan near Racine yesterday. The survivors texted first responders in Milwaukee, who relayed their location to the Coast Guard about 14 miles east of Wind Point. A boat and a helicopter were sent out, and all three were pulled from the water within an hour. Officials say the passengers were wearing life jackets, which helped them stay above the water until the rescue teams got there. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Up in Racine, down in Kenosha. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says in August, Racine County home sales rose 6.5%, while Kenosha slipped nearly 2%. Both areas are seeing inventories reduced, with Racine listings down 9%, Kenosha down 10%. The tight supply is leading to stronger buyer competition and rising prices. Realtors say without more construction, it'll be tough for buyers looking for affordable homes. People facing mental health issues in Racine County can now get faster assistance. It's called a groundbreaking program in a statement, and it's a system that will see mental health professionals joining law enforcement on calls through a video chat. It's an expansion of the county's CREW program, which has been linking police with behavioral health staff for 5 years. The high-tech addition aims to offer quicker community-based support, especially in areas not near mental health centers. Leaders say it's about getting the right help to the people in need while supporting officers and improving overall safety. Veterans and the entire community are invited to the 2025 Racine County Veterans Standdown event. Running from 10 to 2, the event brings together over 60 groups to provide help with housing, employment, health care, and other services. Racine County Veterans Service Officer Sean Rivers says the day is both about meeting needs and showing appreciation for those who served. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm late. Lows in the mid-60s. On Saturday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm through about noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Right now, it's 71.
So good, and I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. They call her divine.
to hang around my door. But she sure looks different than the way she looked before. I call her back.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. God Only Knows, from that amazing Pet Sounds album. Brian Wilson with the rest of the Beach Boys on WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. You're so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be with. spinners out of Detroit, but not on the Motown label. These guys were Four Tops, WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. I'm the best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone, I'm destined to leave with misery. My only company may come today. It might come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't high.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, abided by magician. Fly.
Hits, WRJN. High school football. It's tonight in a big game. It's Burlington and Union Grove going at it. You can hear the game, sponsored by Lee's Deli and Main Street Bakery, here on WRJN. Pre-game, 6:40, kickoff at 7. It's Burlington and Union Grove on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
when I get home to you. I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I feel all right. You know I feel all right.
Vocal news, timeless hits, WRJN. Next hour, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget features a duet by a beautiful and talented female singer and her producer singing. He shouldn't have done it.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Investigators are now trying to find out all they can about the 22-year-old Utah man who's just been formally charged in the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
We got him.
Authorities identified the suspected gunman in Wednesday's fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah.
A family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
The development comes after the FBI released surveillance video overnight of a person seen on a roof, then jumping down.
That's CBS's Andres Gutierrez. The charges just filed are suspicion of capital murder along with weapons and obstruction offenses. CBS's Carter Evans has been covering the aftermath of the shooting.
And I asked the governor if they expected any other arrests or if he acted alone. He said they believe he acted alone, but it is still under investigation, and that could change.
The Kirk assassination is seen as the latest in a string of politically motivated violence. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who was the target of an arson attack earlier this year, spoke to CBS Mornings.
This isn't a moment for partisanship. It's also not a moment for division, and it is certainly not a moment